When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Injured at work in a motor vehicle accident or had a fall in a public space? Speak to Your Claim Lawyers, a no-win, no-fee personal injury claims law firm that specialises in maximising compensation claims for injured people. Call 1-800-YOUR-CLAIM or yourclaimlawyers.com.au.
Welcome to Off the Bench for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is ending soon. And for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads, tyrepower.com.
And at the top of the morning, if you're dialing in for the first time to the show, big warm welcome. You're with Off the Bench right around Australia, made this morning here in Victoria, both in the same location. We welcome all of our regional Victorian audiences through places like KLFM, Voice FM, the Ace Radio Network, the Super Radio Network, through our track network around regional Australia, through the interstate markets as well. It's great to have your company for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. And get your morning coffee ice cold with the McCafe Ice Coffee. It's real coffee, real cold. You're an ice coffee man. From way back, Pixies, I say good morning and welcome to you again, old mate.
Hello, Hutch, and hello to my new audience. Yeah, it's Cox Plate Day, no Zaki, unfortunately. That's the big news. The favourite, the James McDonald-ridden favourite, has been scratched with an elevated temperature this morning, which is very disappointing for the race. We've lost we lost Gold Trip, and we've also lost Zaki now, which
been
is
two
disappointing.
And completely different scale, of course, but two really rough Saturday mornings for the horse industry. So Drag Lane last Saturday, yeah, which was the ultimate sadness.
Which was last year's winner.
And then today's favourite.
Yeah, scratched.
Zaki out of the big show.
Yeah, disappointing.
So it'll still be a great race. Darryl Braithwaite will still be there.
Is he going to be there?
He will be on the... Got a bit of that for a zip again. Or zips into his breakfast. Look at that. I went for the button and he was about to have his
mouthful,
Cocoa Pops.
Mouthful of bloody cereal.
He's again already organised his own food.
He's back. He's back today. Well, he has come back with a fair head of hair on him. I'll give him that.
If anyone needs the barber's appointment,
it's him.
It's old mate Agro out the back.
Agro. He does look a bit like Agro. Anyway, it's going to be a good day. So we're.
What do you like in the Cox Plate?
I don't know. Look, it's a tough race. Obviously, it's. I'm probably going to stick up for Very Elegant, I think. You're a little bit of toe in the ground, I reckon. A little bit of soft five.
Was your local track Mooney Valley for a long time?
Yeah, it was.
You're a Mooney Ponds man.
I used to go to the trots quite often on a Saturday night after cricket. Yep. Just walk down the road and get in there and watch the trots. Bloody fantastic.
Wonderful place to watch the trots.
I love the valley. I haven't been for years, but I do love Mooney Valley. It's a fantastic race course to watch. Of course, there'll be no one there today, but yeah, it's a very good track.
We might need to get a bit of the Valley Roars at some stage too, Zip.
But I love Caulfield too. And well, Flemington, everyone loves, but I mean,
are you going to go to the races? What are you thinking?
No, probably not. Probably not this year.
Cranbourne's our first.
Oh, Cranbourne. I'll be at Cranbourne Cup, which is on the 3rd. I think it's the 13th of November. It's normally the Sandown Cup day, but it's a week after the Stakes Day, which is the last day of the carnival.
Have you got any hard luck stories on Zaki? If you're alive in a double or something?
Well, this is what happens when you take futures. A lot of people would have taken futures on Zaki and taken the price when it was going around and got into, was $2.80 favourite. So
tell us your hard luck Zaki story. 1300, 23, 55, 48 on the IMR Trading Insurance open line.
Going back to last week, what about incentivise? Poor, didn't do a number on it. Oh, dingo. Jingo. Very, very good.
What about old mate Bray? You remember Bray from back in the day?
Who?
He was rolling in our crew there for a while. Bray, the owner.
Hasn't he got some good horses? Was he rolling with us?
He's become a serious player.
Has he ever? Yeah. I heard him on the radio the other day talking. Yeah, he's got some, he's smart. He picks the right horses. When was he rolling in our crew?
He picked that at an airport on the way through in Queensland on the TV.
Must have a bit of chaff.
Fair pick up on the way through.
Half a million, didn't they? Him and his business partner. What's
good
his
deal in the end.
Partner's name?
600 equals 50% of that horse.
Oh, yeah. It's worth. They've got their money back and some,
there you
I would
go.
Have thought.
10 past 10 picks. Can't wait any longer. 10 past 10, young of heart, age of 91. She no longer needs to call us. We love her, so we call her.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all work.
walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you for being. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, boys. How are you all? You sound good.
We're going well, Margaret. We're going really well. It's
That's good.
A little bit of freedom today, a bit of movement.
Yes, yes. Well, did you go out? No, you didn't go out, did you?
No, last night? I didn't last night. I wasn't desperate to get out last night, I must say.
How are you feeling about lockdown starting to end, Margaret, and things starting to come around again?
Well, it's not going to make a great deal of difference for me, but I am pleased for the young people that they can get out and enjoy life like I was able to enjoy life. So it'll be lovely for all those people that want to go out and have a dinner and get their hair done. And I've always been a do-it-yourself person, so, you know, nothing's changed much for me. But it is lovely for our city to be opened up again. It's such a beautiful place, and I want to see it vibrant again. So, yeah. It'll be lovely.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Margaret. I didn't think that when we went into lockdown originally, that I didn't think one of the main attractions coming out of lockdown was going to be the hairdressers, I must say, but it seems to be the go-to place at the moment.
Well, it is, because, see, most people get their hair coloured these days, you know, so they like a colour, they don't like the grey. I decided to let it go a la natural, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it is lovely for them to get out and sit in there. And they like the comradeship, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
They like the chatting and talk. I've become quite good at cutting my own hair, cutting my own toenails, one at a time. Well, in case I slip.
I can do my toenails. I'm not convinced I'd be able to cut my hair, but anyway.
Yes, you could.
Pix does his own nasal hairs. He's got a whippersnipper in Pix to do his
nose. You're using my jokes, Hutchie. I told you before, you can bungee jump off those hairs of yours. There you go.
Hey,
get him a trim every now and then.
Hey, Margaret, you won't have seen it yet, but a video came through this morning, which you'll have on your email. I wonder if Zipper can give me a little sound effect here.
Marvellous.
The big news this morning the email update, which you'll be able to read of when Wes gets up from, he'll be able to have been up late last night, Wes.
Yeah. Eating toast. Watching shows.
Baking bread.
Popcorn.
But the big news is that Margaret's banter is going to go straight to the races and is racing on Cup Day in Bairnsdale.
Really?
Yes. You know, I've already, Manny rang me yesterday and had a chat to me and told me, and it's lovely. I thought, oh, you beautiful girl, won't that be lovely? Fancy strutting your stuff on Cup Day. Oh, good for her. Good for her.
How's that going to be? Good. How about you, Margaret, waking up on Cup Day, having a horse running on Cup Day? Can you believe it?
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm over the moon. I think it's just the best thing since sliced bread, I'm telling you. That's great. Oh, no. I'm looking forward to it so much. Margaret's banter on Cup Day. What a thrill.
It's going to be fantastic.
What a thrill.
It's a 1,000-metre race in Bairnsdale. They feel pretty confident about how it goes into this race too, by the way. So imagine you had a winner on Cup Day. We might have to think about how we're going to watch this.
Oh, well, surely it'll be on TV.
Yeah, I'll be on.
It'll be on TV.
Of course,
sure. 526.
Of course,
yeah.
It will.
Yeah,
of course,
word.
It will. I'll have a party that day. Can have friends in that day. See?
Yeah, you will be able to.
I can have them in to watch that. Oh, wacky do. Presentation of the cup. I'll stand up on the table.
Holding up a vase. If it wins.
I'll stand up on the table. Oh, lovely. Oh, she's going well, isn't she?
I tell you what, your guests would want to arrive early. The Rottweiler's going to be there. There'll be no food left by about 2 o'clock.
It'll just be scraps. Just crumbs. Crumbs left.
Oh, dear, poor Rocky. Oh, God love him.
Well, the Bairnsdale Racing Club will be listening this morning on Gold 1242. They'll be especially keen to make this a special day, even if we can't be there on the day. It's probably a bit far, I think.
A bit far for me. I think Rocky's thinking about it, but he would like to take me, but I'm not sure whether I will make that. I'll make that decision at the last minute. see how I'm going.
Well, that's a bit like Peter Moody last week when he got in late for a centre visor. He might just think about it late. But fantastic, and well done to Manny for getting the horse ready for the spring carnival.
Well done. That's what I said to him too. Well done, Manny. You're doing a good job.
And now tell
doing
me,
a good job.
Let's talk a bit about the cricket. You been watching any of it?
Oh,
it's about to start tonight.
Watching
officially.
It? God, of course I'm watching it. And my God. Pat Cummings says, don't worry. We're only practicing. Well, you know what? It's about time they practice how to win.
Mm.
Not practicing three in a row. Ducks just about. 11, three for 11. Oh, it was shocking.
Yeah, no, not a good
start. But I feel sorry for David Warner. He really is struggling. You can see it in his face. He could come out and hit a packet tonight. Oh, God, I pray he does. But not holding my breath too much. I don't think they're much chop, really, the team we've got. About time they start bringing in some of these young ones, really. I think it's the last time we'll see all these together, this lot.
Yeah, I'm a bit more bullish that their performance will be better when the competition starts tonight. I think Warner will get form. I think he'll find form, but he's clearly not going well at the moment. But I mean, that can turn pretty quick. He just needs to get away. So if he gets away in the first game, he'll be right, I think, Margaret. But no, I think our team's capable enough to do some real damage in that competition.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're right. I'm a bit concerned about it, but I'll tell you who I have been enjoying watching. I've enjoyed watching Papua New Guinea. I've enjoyed watching them. I love their caps. I'd love one of them caps.
Really?
Aren't they good?
I haven't actually seen it. I haven't seen any of the practice matches, I must say.
Look, they've been quite good. They're fielding. They're excellent in the field. I've enjoyed watching Papua New Guinea. The national anthem is just beautiful. Just brought a tear to my eye listening to it. It was lovely. Beautiful. They all sang lovely and... Oh, no, I've been enjoying a bit of that.
What's it on, Margaret? Is it on Fox Cricket?
Yeah.
Yep.
501.
501. That's what we'll be tuning into tonight.
And
we play tonight, though. We're at 9 o'clock, is that
we
right?
We do indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get every game on the radio. We're going to be broadcasting every game on
good,
our SCN.
What I'll do, I'll listen to the radio and turn on the TV. I'll turn the TV down, wireless up, listen to the radio, because I love the way the commentators tell it to you.
Yep.
And I watch the on the telly. That's how I watch it.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got Noham Sam and Chucklesberry
tonight. Yep.
Yeah, they're doing the commentary in New Zealand. Yep. Got their own.
Grant Elliott doing the New Zealand games. You'll hear him. Daniel McCarty, the leading caller in New Zealand on our New Zealand station. So you'll hear all that right across the network, and you can enjoy it from tonight at 9 o'clock, Margaret.
You didn't watch it last night at all, Nambia, it is.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Yeah, Nambia. Do you know what the first opening bowler, I think his name was Schultz, he ran in and before he released the ball from his hand, he did a little scissor skip.
Really?
Crossed his legs a little bit, his feet. I thought, oh, he'll go A over Turkey if he keeps doing that. But I thought he'll spread his legs any minute. But he only come on the once. I think he was ringing. Anyway, never seen him again.
who do you think is going to win the Cox Plate today, Margaret?
Well, that horse that likes the wet, with an M. Number four, is it?
Number four. Zaki's out, so I'm not sure. Hang on, let me get...
Oh, I know. I heard that this morning. No paper here either, Liam.
No,
yet.
Not yet. We're a bit slow off on the uptake today. Number four was the favourite, I think you'll find. That was Zaki, I reckon. But number 10,
no,
which is your favourite
name? With an M.
Anime, are you thinking? Anime.
Yep, Anime. That's right. That's what I think. With the wet. I don't think there's number 10 today. I think there's only nine in the race, isn't there?
No. Number 10's
number
in
10.
There.
Oh, well. I'll be back in number 10 too.
It's got some chance too, yep. Captivant. That's Dean Yendall. He was on the station during the week. He was interviewed by Kane Corns, and he said, "Oh, g'day Dino," and he said, "Oh, g'day Shane." That's how the interview started. So
that'd
was
be
pretty
right.
Good.
Hey, we better
that'd
let you
be
go,
right.
Margaret. But you got a little song for us to finish?
Well, what more could you say? But you're singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling! I'm happy. Be and gay. Bye for now, fellas. Love to you all.
Good on you, Margaret.
Ta-da. Ta-da.
Bye, darling. Margaret from Sunbury joining us, and Bairnsdale will be a treat the week
There's
after
been a
this.
Bit of talk that it's not Cup Day itself, it's the Monday. It's,
that's what the text was saying.
Yeah, someone was saying you might have got the day wrong.
Well,
it used to always be Wangaratta on Cup Day. I don't know if it still is, because we took our famous horse, Rooster.
Not so famous.
The only reason was because it was Johnny Didham overlooked Hollow Bullet in favour of Rooster. Hollow Bullet went on and won a Group 1 that Tags rode, and Rooster had its one and only start at Wangaratta and went a bit chin store and then over.
Yep.
Disappointing.
It's a joke there, and I'm just not prepared.
Oh, we're not going to go there.
Not prepared to do it.
No, I wouldn't bother.
For the Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer.
Let alone.
This is Off
Got
the Bench.
It once. Yeah, it's the Monday before the Cup, Dopey.
Right around. So we'll ask Dazzling will know next. We'll ask
He'll know.
This is Off the Bench.
This is Off the Bench for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back. And for Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free on Kumho Tyres. Your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Macca's new spot. It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.